Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pipe Time. My name is Terry. Today's show is a very special show. It's called The Eye of Marchhead. It's about men and women's AKA basketball tournament that's going on. The men played yesterday and over the weekend. And the ladies, some of the ladies, women, are playing right now. So, we get into all of that. Delve into all that, and we're gonna put the IT leader stuff on the back burner tonight. And this is a special Monday, and I'll explain that when we come back after the music. And we'll talk some basketball, some hoops. The games have been pretty exciting, so we'll come back and do that, and let's have some fun. Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Once again, my name is Terry Toot, and we're doing a special, not so much really special, but we're doing a Monday night podcast for the men and women NCAA basketball tournament that's going on. Like I was saying earlier, the men played yesterday and over the weekend from Thursday to Sunday. Ladies, some of the ladies, are playing. Some of the games are on, the tournament is on right now as we speak on ESPN. We're going to get to some of those scores, live scores. Matter of fact, I think Iowa, where Caitlin Clark is playing, they're playing right now as we speak. And let me see what that score is. Iowa is winning 18-13 over West Virginia. But before we go any further, I just want to say, give a shout out to my nephew, Kevin. We talked about him before. Well, yesterday was a very important day in the family. He started as a center for the Las Vegas Nighthawks, and he started his career as a professional football player in arena football, and I got to give him a shout out. And we are very proud of him. I remember him, he was a baby now. He's a big, strong guy, and I was able to watch him play on YouTube, and we're very proud of him. So sky's the limit for that young man. Okay, so let's do this first. Let's get into some of the NCAA tournament rounds 1 and 2, and we're going to go to all the regions very quickly. So right now, okay, so let's start with this one. This is the men's region, round one, and this is in the South, okay? Houston's projected to win that slot. So right now, they're going to play Duke on Friday at 9:39. Houston is a 1 seed. Duke is a 4 seed. Duke looked really good yesterday. Houston had issues with Texas A&M. They barely won in overtime, but 195, they did win. So now they're going to play Duke. My thing is with Duke, if they play up to par, I can see them beating Houston. Houston is they'll get in your face all over the place. The problem is offensively, they are challenged. That's just my personal opinion for seeing them play. Duke's got better shooters. Piotrkowski, the big man, he's 7 foot tall, and he can spot up and shoot three-pointers. So that's another thing. Mitchell, the small forward, and then you got the guards on the outside. They can shoot. So they play a three-guard lineup for Duke. Wouldn't be surprised to beat them. Wouldn't be surprised, okay? But that game is in Houston, Texas. In Dallas, Texas, that game. Let me just check to be on the safe side. This is in the South region. So let's do that real quick. I hope everyone's enjoying the evening. Reason why I'm doing the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I do an annual NCAA throwdown, you know what I mean? And me and the guys, we all hang out. I got a tray, ordered a big tray, chicken wings, some beverages. One of my friends made homemade mac and cheese. My doctor's going to kill me. That cheese was so gooey and thick, and it was just sweet. It was just, oh my God, cheese, the mac and cheese. Another partner made some homemade baked beans, which were very good. And we had a good time. Because we haven't been with each other in a long time. So it was fun doing that, hanging out, talking about the games and everything. But I'm going to find out what regional. Let's go to tournament sites. We're going to find that out for sure. They did announce it earlier. I think it's in Dallas. Let's see. NCAA tournament. Hope everyone had a nice weekend and enjoyed themselves. You know, I don't know if you're watching the games or not. It was fun. Okay, so the tournament sites are, so did the playing game, that game, okay, these games are in, let's see, they're not showing what sites are. Regional sites, I thought I saw earlier, it was, let's see, let's look at the Duke and Houston game. It's in Dallas at this American Airlines Arena. Okay, so I was right. So that's in the South. Wouldn't be surprised if Houston loses, but they have tenacious defense, and Duke has a small, they could play aggressive. Wouldn't be surprised they beat them. I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, so let's move on to the other bracket. So that's one Sweet 16 game. NC State versus Marquette. I think Marquette's got the horses. Even though NC State's on a run. They won the ACC tournament, 5 games. Now they won 2 games in the NCAA regionals. But I think the luck is going to run out here, ladies and gentlemen. I think that Marquette's a little bit bigger. They have better guys to shoot on wings, and they have height in the interior. The big man for NC State, I love him, but I don't think he can hand swing with them. Hey, I've been wrong before, so but we'll see what happens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there were some upsets. Kentucky got beat again. Here's my take on John Calipari. He does have a buyout contract. It's $34 million. I don't know if Kentucky can afford that. A one shot for $34 million. That's a lot of money, and your school is not that wealthy as in some of the other schools that are playing in the NCAA tournament. Do they need a change? Yes. Will they do it? No. But Tubby Smith was there for a long time. They got rid of him and brought in Calipari. Now, Calipari hasn't done anything in the last 3-4 years. Losing the first round. Hell, they lost to a team, Oakland University from Michigan. I don't think anybody in America ever heard of them before. So, they got beat. They played zero defense. They could shoot, but they were just flat. Unbelievably flat, Kentucky. So, that's my take on them. But the Oakland, they deserve it. They deserve that game. Okay, let's go over here to another site. Ladies and gentlemen, I fell asleep on this game. Yeah, Auburn, and yeah, won. And I'm going to tell you this. The week before, Yale was playing in the Ivy League Conference Championship against Brown University. Brown University had a losing record, and they had nothing to lose. They were up by six, about a minute and a half left in the game. They kept getting fouled, and guess what? They weren't making the free throws. Yale was coming down hitting three and three-pointers. But the last shot came down to a penetration move, and the point guard passed off to the small forward. He just scooped it up and laid it, and what they say, the rest is history. Yale won the game. It was exciting. And I could just imagine when I saw they beat Auburn. Auburn has these guys that are athletic. They could dunk on you from it, but they just couldn't. Yale had them. But Yale did lose to San Diego State by 28 points. But ladies and gentlemen, the Ivy League school are beating the big dogs. This is because the landscape has changed in college basketball in both the men and women. You don't need a five-star, four-star recruit. You get somebody that's got game, practice hard, you could beat anybody in the world. And it showed. So that was a good game. I give all my respect to Yale University. Okay, the next game, we're going to try and move this along. Illinois is a very good team. Terrence Shannon is a two guard, and they have another guard. He's about 6'6", but he is the glue on that team. And they're very big, but they're going against Iowa State team that can get, you know, just like Houston, but they have better scorers. They have guys that can hit three-point line. They got guys that can shoot from the outside, and they're not afraid. And I just love the tenacity. They beat Houston by almost 30 points, okay, on a neutral court. These guys are good. I want to see them play because I have a feeling it's going to be between, because UConn, you're not stopping them. They have 3 7-footers, and Danny Hurley's got these guys playing unbelievable basketball. They're going to play against San Diego. If UConn beats San Diego State, I have a feeling they're going to play Iowa State. The Iowa State Illinois game is going to be fantastic. That's going to be a great game. All right. I think when North Carolina's in the West region, I think they're going to take it because they can take either Alabama. Arizona's going to give them. Clemson is playing tough. They got a couple guys that look like bodybuilders that are playing for Clemson. Okay. They had a couple good guards and they had a good team. So I don't know. They're the guys what you call the hidden gem. You don't know. Matter of fact, they beat North Carolina earlier this year out of ACC. So we'll see. So that's how that's gonna work. And then in the other Midwest region, that's in Detroit, Michigan, we have Creighton playing Tennessee. That's going to be a 3 seed and 2 seed. That's on Friday at 10 o'clock. Wow, it's going to be so late. And then the other game we have, Purdue versus Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga can take Purdue. Purdue has the big guy. He's 7'4", but I think they could take him. I think Gonzaga could take him. But I don't think they can win the region. I don't think they can, because the winner of the Tennessee Creighton game is going to win. Because they both Tennessee and Creighton can take Purdue. That's just my personal opinion. All right. So that is the bracket for the Sweet 16 for the men. So let's switch gears and check on the ladies. Let's see what we got here. Okay. So, like I was saying earlier, there are some games being played right now. For the ladies, we'll go down the scores real quick. Now, yesterday, South Carolina played North Carolina. These women are unbelievably talented, ladies and gentlemen, at South Carolina. Dawn Staley has a bona fide dynasty going on there for the women. You know, weather's good down there. They got nice facilities from what I'm seeing on TV. And Dawn Staley can coach. She was a damn good player at Virginia, but she can coach. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay. So they're going to play Indiana and Indiana. Oh, hold on. Indiana and hold on. Let's see. Indiana and Oklahoma ties what it says here. Let's see what we got. Okay. Indiana is winning. That is a final. Indiana 75-68 over Oklahoma. So that was a, that's a final. So, they, South Carolina will play Indiana. To be determined, the date and time, they haven't announced that yet. The second game, another game we, I'm looking at here, Oregon State will play Notre Dame. Notre Dame's good. Notre Dame's good. They got a couple of guards on there. They just, whoo, they are good. Okay, so Notre Dame will play Oregon State. And then, in the Portland, that was the Albany region. Albany, regional one in Albany. And then the next one is the Portland region. So we have a finals, Texas 65-54. They await the winner of Utah Gonzaga, and that's on the 25th, which is that today? Today, 25th? Yeah, it's today. They're going to play tonight, and that's a 10:30 start. On the West Coast. That looks like the West Coast. Yes, that's the West Coast. And this is in Portland, I think. Let me just screen, move that screen up, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Regional 4 in Portland, Oregon. Another game that's going to, another game that's going to play to be determined, the date, that would be NC State and Stanford. Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit and swing over to Albany, Regional 2 in Albany. So we got right now, ooh, it's a close game between Iowa and West Virginia, 26-24. We have finals. Colorado has defeated Kansas, 63-50. To await the winner of the Iowa-West Virginia game. LSU defeated Middle Tennessee State yesterday. That was a close game, and then now then they blew them out. So they're waiting the winner of the Creighton-UCLA game. And we have a 13-12 first quarter game. Women play quarters in on college basketball. All right. And then Regional 3 in Portland also. We have USC Kansas that plays tonight at 10. Baylor just defeated Virginia Tech yesterday. So they're with the winner of the USC Kansas. That is tonight. Okay. And then we have Syracuse losing to UConn. UConn's got a good team. Paige Buca, she can ball. So UConn's going to play Duke. Duke played a phenomenal game yesterday. I watched the game when they played Ohio State and won on the road in Ohio State. Those girls, Carol Lawson has a team that really looks like they respect her, and they really can play. All right. And then next, yeah, so that's getting down to the Sweet 16 now. So we will get an idea tomorrow morning. Well, Duke UConn, that's going to be determined. They haven't announced a date and time on that one. But the other games are in progress in real time. And ladies and gentlemen, the tournament has just been phenomenal. I mean, I've really been enjoying it. Some of the teams I thought that didn't deserve to be there, I thought that Michigan State did not deserve to be there. You lost 14 games. Come on, committee. You could have done better than that. 14 games? Really? 14 games, a lot of games. You still got beat by North Carolina. You didn't deserve to be there. That's just my personal opinion. There are other teams that are much better than you, and you. And it's most of these football schools that are doing this. And it's not fair to regular Blue Bloods, teams that have been in the NCAA tournament over the years. And that's just my personal opinion. I think it's wrong. Because football's overtaken, seems like everything now, and not fair to the other schools. I do want to talk real quickly, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be, the games are going to be really good. Let me just get squeezing here real quick. Let's see what we got here. I hope everyone had a good weekend. I don't know if you are watching the games, but they were fun to watch from Thursday. Oh, excuse me. The playing games were good. Grambling played, who did Grambling play? Grambling played a school, who was it? Colorado State. And they're playing a game, and they came from behind and won. Very excited. I'm happy for them that they were able to get that play, that game to be played. Like I said, Auburn losing to Yale. That was great. That was Charles Barkley, who, you know, played at Auburn. Kenny Smith was making so much fun of him. Yale. He kept doing that. He wanted to hide underneath the biggest pillow he could get his hands on. But I enjoy the CBS, TNT, broadcasting. To me, I think if the ESPN had it, ESPN used to have it back in the 80s. CBS came up with an offer and took it over. I just think if ESPN had the NCAA tour, I think they would ruin it. You got to love what they're doing, going from site to site and, you know, True TV, TNT. It's great. And then on the computers, you can watch the games also. There might be a little delay, but it's not much. It's been fun. I enjoy watching the games every year, and I'll be in home this weekend watching the games also. So, yeah. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, that's my quick show for the NCAA tournament for men and women. And I hope everybody enjoy it. First and foremost, I want to send a shout out to all the men and women players out there. You guys deserve it. You practice hard. I'm very proud of you. You guys, all the schools, on TV, you guys got to work extra hard, not only to get recognition, but to be on TV. And I commend you. I remember the days when I played basketball. You know, go to practice, get done, go home, eat something, do your homework, go to bed, get up, catch a bus, go to school, practice again. Oh, don't forget now. Okay, if you're playing in a band, like when I was in high school, I played jazz ensemble. So I would sometimes go home. I would just stay right there. The jazz ensemble in the evening time would start at 7. Getting out the door at 5:30, stay right there. But there were times it was like that, you know, go home, get a snack, come on back, 7 o'clock, practice till like 8:30 with the jazz ensemble, and your days, you're wiped out. You're completely wiped out. And I just want to commend the parents out there, getting your kids to and from practice, you know, having meals for them, making sure all the gear is all together. And you could see it in their face that these kids have worked extremely hard. So I just want to say they're all winners to me. And we're going to end the show with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. We're a winner. And all you kids out there that are playing in these games, I know the TV cameras, the microphones are in your face, but you all should be commended for the hard work you put in. And you deserve to have all the accolades you get coming to you. All right. So we're going to end the show with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. We are a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's late. I just want to say thank you for coming back on, because something went wrong with my other podcast. I figured I'd come back and do it. I just want to say thank you again. I will be back on Saturday doing my usual show. We will go back to IT, but I just figured we could do sports, which is kind of fun. And I don't know if somebody likes sports, but I think this will be great. So once again, good luck. Take care, everybody. This is Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. We're a winner. Good night, everybody.
Mine is in your way. show the world.